Bad first date? Getting ghosted? Stood up? Blocked again? Let John and Chantel help with their 7:30 second date update.
What up, Tyler?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good. How are you? What's happening in the dating world?
Things are okay, but, you know, I got a little confusion going on right now with this girl, Kay.
Okay. Well, tell us about Kay. How'd you guys meet? What was the date like? Give us some details.
Well, Kay and I, we met online, you know, your classic dating app thing.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit older than her, but not by a whole lot, just 5 years. I just turned 30.
Okay, cool.
So I don't think that my age is the problem. You know, she knew immediately how old I was when we started talking on the app.
Do you look even older than that? Do you look older than 30? Do you look younger, or do you feel like you are kind of who you are?
I think I'm a dead ringer.
Dead ringer. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Look, man, I've been looking like I was 50 since 30, so I lost my hair young, so I get it. So, okay, so did you guys actually meet, or was it just pure, like, texting?
No, we met.
Okay.
We went on a date, and, you know, I wanted to do something a little bit different, so I decided, hey, let's go to the aquarium.
Nice.
She was into it, so went to the aquarium. It was awesome, you know, they pretty much always are. And then we went back to my place for some dinner.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And you cooked and made a nice meal, like some spaghetti or something?
No, I'm really a lousy cook, so I just got Grubhub.
Okay.
But, you know, I paid for everything. I got the aquarium tickets, the food, you know, across the board, like proper date style.
Can I ask, I mean, she went to the aquarium, she agreed to go back to your place, so is it too much for us to assume there was some smooching that went on? Was there a slumber party? Was there anything?
I thought that there might be a little bit of action, but there was none.
Nothing.
It was a good date.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but she ended up leaving right after dinner.
Okay. All right. You know, a lot of times we like to at least ask the person who reached out, looking back on your own before we call the other person, is there something that happened that, you know, you go like, you know, this could be the red flag?
Well, what I think happened is I didn't want to put the animals in the tank, you know, like the stingrays and the starfish and all those.
Right. Yeah.
It's dirty to me. Like, I don't have a problem touching like most animals. It's just, I find it the water to be like really germy.
Yeah. I'm with you. I've been there with the kids sometimes and it's nasty. That's a lot of different hands and animals in there and poop and everything, right?
Yeah. It smells weird.
Yeah. No, I agree. All right. So you think maybe you were like, ew, I don't want to put my hands in there. And then the next thing you know, she's not calling.
Yeah.
But she did go to your house.
Exactly.
So
it was clean.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think the aquarium could be it, but okay, let's get Kay's number from you offline. We'll just track her down, and let's see if she'll tell us why she's not calling you back, okay?
All right, thanks.
It's your 7:30 second date update. So we're helping out Tyler. Tyler and Kay met online, and you know, they ended up going out to kind of a cool date, something different. Went to the aquarium and then back to Tyler's place for some dinner. Tyler didn't cook, says, I'm not a great cook, but I paid for some Grubhub. And they had dinner, and then Kay left right afterwards. You know, there is a little bit of an age difference, 5 years. Don't really feel like that's what's causing it. Tyler says that he wouldn't put his hands in the tank. But I don't know. Tyler, she went to your house afterwards. So if that was a problem, I don't see that. And you said your house was clean, dude?
Very.
Okay.
Very clean,
okay. So yeah. It's not like she walked in and was like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to be his mom. Okay. No. We do have Kay on the other line. So I'm going to pick up with her. Don't say anything. Just kind of listen in and let's see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Hi, Kay. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning. So my name is John, and Chantel is here, and we do a morning show together on Mix 105.1 and 103.9. You got a few minutes to talk to us?
Sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. So our show does something called the Second Date Update, where we help out a listener who they've gone out on this date and, you know, they expected at least a phone call or a text afterwards, and instead they get ghosted. And then we try to track down the person who did the ghosting to see like what happened and see if maybe there was a misunderstanding, or, you know, there's always two sides to every story. And you went out on a date with Tyler. Do you happen to remember that date?
Yeah. I do, actually. I do.
Would you mind talking to us about the date?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I mean, we've heard Tyler's story, how you went to the aquarium and there was dinner involved. So why don't you kind of give us your recap? Tell us what happened.
Okay. So honestly, I mean, I guess I was expecting more from a date with someone that's, you know, older than me. So
more from like the whole date, because, you know, we've done a lot of these and I thought the aquarium sounded like a really fun idea.
Honestly, I mean, the place was great. I mean, yeah. Don't get me wrong. The aquarium was great. I've never done that on a date before. So it was interesting and I had a good time. I mean, I like that kind of stuff.
Now, Tyler did say that he wouldn't put his hand in like the petting tank. Is that it? Was that just like a turnoff? He was like, yeah, ew.
No, I mean, there's things that gross me out, you know? I think everybody has like a thing.
Okay.
I mean, I just did it because I thought it looked cool and fun.
Yeah.
But no, that didn't bother me at all. Mm-mm.
Okay. So the aquarium was fine.
No, the aquarium was great. We laughed a lot. We took pictures. It was silly and fun. I have to say that was like the best part of the date.
Okay. And then we heard you went back to his place and I know he has a clean house because I asked a bunch of times that. So I'm just like, when did things go, I guess, awry?
So I would say really the problem was dinner. I mean, he invited me over to his place to order some Grubhub and, you know, I liked him. So that sounded like fun. I wanted to keep the date going.
Yeah.
So, you know, I agreed to go to his place. We ordered food and then Tyler just goes onto the couch and puts on Call of Duty.
Oh, the video game?
Yeah, the video game. To like pass the time.
It was just to pass the time.
While we waited for the food to arrive, which I thought was so rude. And I mean, it's our first day.
Kay, I gotta tell you actually, I don't know if you're able to hear him there, but Tyler has been listening in on our phone call. Tyler, so Kay's saying you turned on Call of Duty during the date?
Yeah, just to pass the time while we waited. Is that why you're not calling me back? Because I put on a video game?
I'm calling you. Okay. I didn't call you back because you're a 30-year-old on a date who can't cook and then starts to play a video game mid-date, like totally ignores me. Instead of like having conversation or like trying to kiss me to pass the time, you turn on a video game. I mean, really?
No, I invited you to play like a group activity. That's how I de-stress.
De-stress? First of all, I don't know what made your day so stressful. We had a great time. But de-stress after the date. Like, I was still over there. So now I'm sitting on the couch watching you play video games with some person you're talking to on a headset instead of me.
Oh, wow.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
That person was my brother.
I don't care who it was. It was rude. And you know what? This is my first time dating older. And you know what? I got to be honest. It turns out older guys are about as mature as younger ones. So I don't know. I don't know what the point is of you guys calling me, but like, I'm not interested. So thank you though, but I don't want to date a child, a man child. Like, I'm good.